Now that the haze of alcohol had worn off, all the vivid details were slowly coming back to her, and she wasn't sure if she wanted the onslaught of memory and sensation. More importantly, she didn't know why Gideon had taken such a consuming interest in her since his return to town. Was it just her, or was he spreading this kind of attention to women all over Lubbock? The thought sent a pang of jealousy through her bones that she tried like hell to snuff out. Once the wedding was over in 2 weeks, he'd be gone again, and she'd still be here, having to live with herself and the fallout that would undoubtedly happen between her and Priya at the worst timing possible. Then the thought hit her. Should she fess up and tell Priya what had happened? Plead temporary insanity, perhaps? Because what other explanation was there for breaking the cardinal rule of the girl code? Or should she just move on and forget all about it like none of it ever happened? No one would ever be the wiser. No one but her. And with all Priya had been dealing with for the past year, this would be too much to add to her plate. In truth, though, Lainey wasn't so sure that kiss was something she could ever forget. All of this ran through her mind as she lay in bed working to get her eyes open. Her alarm had gone off 10 minutes ago, and she knew her head would start pounding the moment she let the light in. When her phone went off again, she reached an arm out from beneath her blankets and gave it a good hammer fist to silence the thing, realizing after the second pounding that it wasn't her alarm. It was an incoming call. Begrudgingly, she folded the covers down to uncover her head and swiped the screen to answer the call. "Hello?" She breathed in a dry, cotton-mouthed attempt at speech.
"Holy hangover, Batman! Get up! I need you showered and teeth brushed by the time I get there."
It was Priya, and she sounded way too chipper and awake.
"You're awfully bossy, you know,"
Lainey grumbled, pulling her pillow over her head with the phone to her ear.
"That's me, the bossy bitch,"
Priya agreed.
"Or is that just the boss bitch?"
Lainey rolled her eyes. It was still too early for humor.
"I'll shower tomorrow,"
she said, thinking that would buy her at least half an hour more of shut-eye.
"You said that yesterday,"
Priya responded.
"How do you know?"
"You wore your hair up. Now get your stinky ass up and get in the shower. You have appointments today."
Lainey found it hard to argue with Priya's logic when she put it that way, but she still wasn't happy about it. She hadn't drunk as much as she did in ages, and she wasn't as young as she used to be. Her body was making damn sure she knew it, it seemed. Then Priya added in a sing-song voice,
"I've got coffee."
At that, Lainey rolled over and let one leg fall off the side of her bed. Her other leg followed, and soon enough, she was showered, teeth brushed, and exiting her bathroom wrapped in a towel. There was Priya sitting on the edge of her bed, a dupatta wrapped stylishly around her head like a modern Indian princess, holding out a tall styrofoam cup of creamy, caffeinated goodness. Lainey took a sip before sinking down onto her bed next to Priya, her towel still wrapped tightly around her, and groaned her thanks. She noticed a drink carrier with 2 other cups of coffee sitting on her dresser next to her bedroom door.
"Who's the other cup for?"
she asked.
Priya looked over at the other cups. "Oh, I brought one for your brother in case he wanted one."
She waved as though brushing off the thought.
"It must have been hell of a night. You passed out before the opening credits. Larkin and I could barely hear over your snoring."
Lainey wasn't too worried about her brother not hearing the movie. Even if they didn't share a place together, or if she hadn't known him her entire life for that matter, it didn't take a genius to know he wasn't a big fan of rom-coms either. Priya teasingly nudged her shoulder into Lainey's.
"On a positive note, you didn't hog the kettle corn, for once."
Guilt struck through Lainey again. Guilt not because she had been known to bogart the kettle corn, but because, damn it, it had been a hell of a night. Gideon Roth's lips devouring hers, his hands pressing into her hips.